Okay, thank you for the introduction. Thank you all for coming. Thanks to Joan for organizing these readings every year, and Jimmy, and thanks to Hemingway's for letting us do this. I am going to begin by reading three poems I'm collectively calling the three Dream Triptych, because each poem, each of the three, is based on a dream that I had about someone in my family after that person had passed. The last time I saw my brother, years after your funeral, I dream we meet outside a hospital's picture windows. Glass at our backs, we take a bench on the narrow patio. You tell me you have been ill a long time, are getting better now. In waking real time, your daughter unearthed a secret. When drafted in World War II, you wrote letters pleading, never could you raise a hand to end another's life. On the West Coast, you sorted mail, marched in the post band, as near an objector as powers would let you be. You held true. Decades later, took only one life, your own. In this dream, we contemplate red gold trees. You tell me you have been ill, are getting better now. The second poem, A Waiting Dream, that's one word, awaiting. A waiting dream. Deep inside the house, go down three steps, tread plush carpeting through one alcove, another, turn, and where I did not hope for anything but corners, there, the room, rich in blue decor, cleansed by sun, though windowless, afloat between floors, between rooms. Is she here? What face will she wear? The young eyes of her sepia photo, the loving gaze I felt but did not see in another room, another dream. That other she, black-clad crone, spreading on my sleep a mist dank and thick as witch's spell, does not, will not appear. The presence I sense here has struggled against, not embraced, the darkness. Her face may yet surprise, truer than wish, fairer than memory. Step into the room. She is nearby. The good queen I believed had died before my birth. The third poem, Goat Song. We'll keep the goat. These words from my father, looking as in his last years, shuffling on arthritic feet, picking up pieces of broken down cartons, debris of a furnace room fire. I drew closer, saw a young goat lying asleep under a cardboard blanket. We'll keep the goat at the end of this dream, the only spoken words. The fire foreshadowed my furnace's breakdown a few real days later. The litter of boxes repairmen hauled away. But what of the goat, those words? As winter warmed, then waned, I riddled it out. In Greek, tragoidia, goat song, meaning a tragic drama. We'll keep, my father meant, our family tragedies. Horns of discord, hooves of sorrow, stampedes of mind and mood, not banish, but embrace them in waking memory. Keep the goat. And to finish my reading, I'm going to read two poems that also happen to be about someone in my family. This is the subject of my book, Resilient Spirit, Poems for Lorraine. Lorraine was my sister-in-law. In the last years of her life, she was in a home for patients with dementia. And I'm going to read, the first poem I'll read is about one of my visits to visit Lorraine when she was in that home. This one is not a dream. This was a real visit. Yes, I've got these clever little bookmarks here. Okay. Happy birthday. An aide unlocks the outer door. I identify myself, sister-in-law. In your room arrived before me your daughter. Her two grown girls study a collage of fading pictures. Gallery you assembled long ago. In the hall beside your door, a black and white photograph reminds everyone who you were. Younger, but the same platinum hair. I tiptoe in. You glance up, puzzled at this new visitor, then smile. I must be one of those faces on peeling squares of paper. I point to an Easter snapshot. My mother in navy, I in powder blue. You joke. You sure look different now. Daughter laughs. No compliments from Mom. We remind you why we're visiting. Unwrap your gifts for you. Sing, happy birthday, dear Mom. You chuckle in surprise. I gaze at the portrait by the door. Then your eyes spoke sorrow. My brother's, your husband's death, 6 months past our mother's. Worrying how I'd manage alone, you made me one more child of yours. Happy birthday, Mom. And last poem is the next to last one in this book. Its title is Poem for Lorraine 2, because there's Poem for Lorraine 1 at the beginning of the book. Both of those are modeled on a pattern of a poem by Peter Mankey. This is a poem to my son, Peter, that's often used by creative writing teachers as a prompt. So that's where the idea of that came from. Poem for Lorraine, too. This is a poem for Lorraine, golden autumn to my midsummer, who gave me yearly gifts, housecoats, gloves, knickknacks, and ever-open invitations. Just come. Who hosted with smiling patience parakeets I brought along, trilling in travel cage. Who, no devotee of pets, allowed me and my poodle to room together upstairs. Who baked and decorated masterworks of Easter pastries for guests after sunrise service. Who spun out reminiscences of girlhood on the farm, anecdotes of colorful kin, who enacted for me the vision mother and daughter could be friends, sister-in-law, a confidant, whose resilient, peaceful spirit shone on nurses, family, peers, even as memory dimmed in winter when her wings lost their steady rhythm, but never their love. Thank you. You want me to announce the next poet? Okay. The next poet is Leanne Ellison Norman.